This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I remember before I started P90X and wondering why I felt like I had low energy. And, you know, you take your shirt off, you're working out, you're not as strong as you want to be, and P90X came to me and offered me a chance for 3 months to totally commit. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got the radio show, the TV show, I'm writing a book, now I'm married, 6 kids, some my own, some not. I don't have time to drive. I don't have time to be on the road. But I get home every night. You flip on P90X, a real workout. It was challenging. They don't sugarcoat it. You got to put in the work. I love how they're committed to better nutrition. You got to eat right. They talk about it, think about it, write about it, and force you to do it from all the right angles. I come home, put in the P90X when I just want to look and feel better and get a little tighter. Order P90X completely risk-free for the entire 90 days by calling 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X.
Military bases. The U.S. Air Force is lying about the national security implications of
UFOs.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets past, knocked away by Ritschka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion of crowd.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. No, Doug, you're not going to talk yet today. I will deal with you in a minute. We have things to get to. I got to tell the folks who we've got on today. Not only is the Doug and Daddy Show, but apparently we are sponsoring the Omaha World Herald today because we got Dirk Chatelain on, talk a little Husker football, get his thoughts on who the quarterback should be, since all of a sudden there's this huge controversy over the state. If you listen to Sports Nightly, oh Lord, there's people up in arms about this deal. And we had a caller yesterday up in arms about it, thinking that we need to go back to the old regime and Zach Lee that was a year ago. Also, Stu Pospisil set to join us as well. Stu is the Warri Dunes, cross country, a whole bunch of things going on. Stu's going to hit on several of those issues. But I've got to go. No, Doug, I'll get to you in a minute. I've got to go back to yesterday's caller. And this seems to have carried over. Every talk show is talking about it now. I conceded yesterday on the program that I thought the Arizona game was a wonderful game, and all of a sudden we turned into one of the performances of all time when we routed Arizona, and how good Zach Lee was that night. So last night I'm sitting there wondering, and I had to go back and revisit some of the atrocities that were him under center last year, leading this offense. Hurt or not, he was still the commander in general of this offense. So I went back to his 14 touchdowns, 10 interception season. Albeit, if you take the Sun Belt Conference out of that, it would have been 7 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. So keep that in mind. No, you can't talk yet.
Come on.
So immediately I had to see the stats of the Arizona game.
This is crap.
Now, we got the long pass of Niles Fall of 74 yards, okay? Remember that pass where he flexed his muscles in the end zone? That was cute and everything. Great pass, well-thrown ball. If we remove that out of the equation, in the Arizona game, Zach Lee was 12 of 22 for 99 yards. 0 touchdowns, 0 picks. 12 of 22. Remember when he turned heads? And oh my gosh, wait till next year and the numbers this game could put up. He actually turned my head because we were actually moving the ball and getting first down. But now I'm going back and looking at the stat line going, this isn't exactly, oh my gosh, Drew Brees in one of the memorable Super Bowl performances, 32 of 39, 296 yards and 3 times. No, 12 of 22, 99 yards if you remove the 74-yarder.
Can I talk now? You okay?
Do you still want Zach Lee as your quarterback?
Why, Tittle?
Well, it was so night and day for the rest of the season. It was so night and day for the rest of the season that I was giving him so much love that night.
We'll ask Dirk what the story is. What's the deal? What's he know? I think it's one of those deals where maybe there's an inkling of what's going on, and it's nothing that is newsworthy. So we'll find out. So you're saying Zach wasn't that good, huh?
No. I'm saying there's a reason he's third on the depth chart. The other two guys are better than Zach Lee.
Okay.
Period.
All right. 888-455-ESPN. We'd love to hear from you. 888-455-3776. That's also the number you'll need for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And I promise you, we're going to break the football questions today. It will not be a football question on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today. So get ready for that. It will be something else. Who knows? Baseball, basketball's, can you believe practice began? Ryder Cup's getting underway. There's a lot, you know, a lot of other things that are going on. It will not be a football question.
All right.
You okay? Everything okay? So let's go to the Temp Hopper inbox. And we've got a few here. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, let's start with Greg and Roseland. It's the shortest of them all. You can smell the perfume, but if you drink it, it'll kill you. Don't believe everything you read. T-Magic, O-Line, D-Line, etc. Greg saying, just take it easy. Take it easy. Let's go to... Let's go to this one here from El Conquistador. El Conquistador has got on his Conquistador keyboard. Doug and Daddy, not really sure why all the Husker fans are freaking out over the game Saturday. Even Tommy Frazier had a terrible game at Iowa State when he was a freshman. Maybe instead of crying about T-Mart not being able to throw the long ball and calling for Zach Lee, we should take a look at the numbers. This year's Husker offense is 5th in rushing, 15th in total offense, 14th in scoring, and 99th in passing offense. Pretty good, I would say. Now let's take a look at last year's stats. 147 yards a game in rushing, 165 passing, 322 yards of total offense, and 25 points. Nebraska is better in every offensive category than 2009, except passing. And that's by 3 yards a game, says Conquistador. Zach Lee is our third-string quarterback because that's where he belongs. His completion percentage was lower than T-Mart's. Wake up! T-Mart is our starter and will be for quite some time. Better to be silent and thought an idiot than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. El Conquistador.
Amen. Amen. 3 yards a game different in the passing department. Last year to this year. And we're up in arms about it. Remove the Sun Belt. You got to remove the Sun Belt out of this. Yes, a big game at Washington. We go to the phone line, Doug.
We got TB from Kearney.
Oh, he's returning.
Oh, a rebuttal.
Back.
We have a rebuttal yesterday.
It's 12 for 22 and his amazing, amazing performance in the Holiday Bowl. TB, go ahead.
Okay, you want to bring up stats. Look up Martinez's stats for Saturday. 6 for 14. Two of those passes take up 100 yards. So, okay, now what do you got to say, Tony? So he was 4 for another 40 yards. And there's no comparison.
11 for 30 versus Virginia Tech. 9 for 19 versus Texas.
Okay, we're talking top-tier teams there. We're not talking about UNK that we played Saturday.
Daddy.
I'm saying... I'm
and
saying
how many we needed one did Niles Paul drop last year.
We needed one. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Then
how
he
many
was
balls were? Go back and go through all the films and see how many balls were dropped that were right to him. And these guys this year are doing a great job because they're diving all over trying to catch Martinez's passes.
Hey, all I'm saying is they were so surprised when the ball got to him last year they didn't know what the hell to do when it hit their hands.
Oh. TB.
Okay, let's get the tire out on Saturday and see who can throw it through the tire.
And you know what? I'll bet we could get 10,000 fans.
I will book that.
TB, always a pleasure. Thanks, buddy. Daddy, I'll bet if they hung a tire at Memorial Stadium Saturday and let you know, there would be over 10,000 fans there. There is no doubt in my mind that there would be 10,000 fans there.
You know what? This goes back to a whole other Nebraska quarterback.
Wait a minute. What's that kid with the beard and the scraggly hair? Oh, Harrison! What are you doing over there, buddy? Come on in! It's a free-for-all. It's open.
I distinctly remember going to one of our favorite watering holes, which is Dad's Tavern, south of the tracks. We you know what? Fun place to go. We get in these football conversations all the time. This goes back a few years. But me having a wager that I could outthrow Jamal Lord in the shape I was in. And it just went back and forth. And I guarantee I would beat that guy.
You were, must have been later in the evening. Let's go back to the phone lines.
Ernie from Wood River.
Ernie from Wood River. What do you know, Ernie?
I don't know why I listen to this show, because sometimes I get my blood pressure so high. But I will commend Daddy for what he said. There's no, it's a no-brainer who you got to go with this year. You know, anytime Martinez touches the ball, he's a threat. And if you made the comment yesterday about Dinkin and Duncan, I remember a damn good quarterback from that played some pro ball that Dinkin dunked all his career. And he's also going to Kenny. Well, how many dang balls does Kenny drop? How many dang balls does Kenny fumble? Niles Paul is a great athlete, but he needs to get his head in the game. I don't care. Martinez is an athlete. He's a redshirt freshman. I'm a little wound up, gentlemen. But people need to back off and give the kid a chance. You can't go with Lee. Lee can't throw the ball downfield either. He had Daddy hit it right on the head. He had one long ball last year to Niles Paul when Niles impressed the nation with his whatever you want to call it. But anyway, give the kid a chance. He's the guy. I mean, he's just an athlete. Like I said, he can. Every time he touches the ball, he's a threat. They got to put somebody on him. If they're going to shadow him, then Watson better figure out a way to beat him with our other athletes, because you got Helu and you got Burkhead. There's a lot of talent on the field, and he's got to figure out some way to take all the pressure off Martinez. He might be the go-to guy on the ground, but he's also got a lot of talent around him. So Martinez is the guy. That's all I got to say. And one last question, guys. Was Secretariat a horse or an athlete? We'll talk to you later.
Ernie, thanks, buddy. Ernie, he's going to have to go get an ice cream cone. Ernie was fired up. You know what? He does make the point that I wanted to touch on next, that he is a redshirt freshman. If you're going to play a freshman, you have to expect growing pains. You also probably have to expect to not win them all. And he may get blamed for that. I also agree with Ernie that Rex and Roy need to have more productive games like they did with Washington. Now, this offensive line has to get it done. They have to have better, I don't know if better play calls what it is, but it does amaze me that what worked against Washington could not work against South Dakota State, and it did not. And that has to be blamed on the offensive line. Now, whatever the case may be, focus, non-focus, Tony, you should be able to push me back every time you try, right?
You certainly think.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
And some of the time, you should be able to push Jared Crick, and you guys, neither one move. Okay? So that's kind of your comparison to a Texas or an Oklahoma and South Dakota State. Well, when I push you and you fall backwards more than once, something's wrong. Maybe the gout, but something's wrong. That's what we have to look at. And again, I'm not saying maybe Zach Lee couldn't come in and do what T. Martin's doing outside of the running game. T. Martin seems to be tougher. I brought that up a lot last year. Zach Lee got stronger as the year went along. He was kind of a soft. I mean, he just was.
He ran out of bounds.
Wasn't
looking to hit somebody.
No, he wasn't looking for extra yardage, and he wasn't looking to run. He was looking to dump the ball, throw it into the stands, which, you know, that's whatever it is, it is. He got better at that. He was hurt, didn't want to get more hurt. There's all these factors that nobody tells you about. But if you just look at him right now, you have to play Martinez over Zach, because this is it for Zach. I mean, if they're equal in talent, you have to play Martinez, because for the long run, it's better for the program. He's got three more years. I mean, if they're even, if you consider them even. Now, some people don't consider them even, so there you go.
This comes from Jim in Holdridge. He says, is TB going to start bagging on Tommy Frazier because he wasn't a very good passer? I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Big Daddy Irish Ken says, there is one thing for sure. Your favorite quarterback, Cody Green, will probably never throw an interception. He can't get within 5 yards of anybody on his throws. I also think Rex Burkhead is a much better running back than Helu, so why is Helu in the game last week when we needed someone who can get the tough yards? Irish can. I don't think so. I think Roy Helu is a great back. That's my opinion. I like Roy Helu.
I think they're both great compliments for one another. Neither one of those, I don't think either one of those guys, and maybe you could say Rex is a workhorse that could take 40 yards of carry. There's very few backs out there, maybe an Adrian Peterson when he was at Oklahoma, that's just a physical freak of nature that can take the pounding week in, week out through a Big 12 football season. You got to have two guys that are capable back there.
Well, let's see what Dirk Chatelain has to say. We'll talk with Dirk. He's one of the many Husker beat writers for the Omaha World Herald. He'll join us next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348. Or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop.
The Chicken Coop, a first-class sports bar with TVs everywhere you look. And the Chicken Coop is also a family-friendly eatery that sports a varied menu that can satisfy anyone's taste. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop. Sports Bar and Grill, baby.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
More exciting high school football action comes your way this Friday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Among the games this week, Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic will battle Ravenna. Kennesaw takes on Shelton, and Hastings High battles Alliance. For more info, go to ESPNSuperstation.com and be sure to tune in this Friday night for more exciting high school football action.
Sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures into the upper 70s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low of 50 with a light south wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where our guests are fed by the fine folks at Burger King with two locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart with their new King's Cafe and free Wi-Fi and high-definition televisions, or near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue with their huge indoor playground for the kids. You can kick back, have a coffee with your friend, talk things over, have the kids go crazy. They're in the indoor playground, also located in Lexington, Cozad at North Platte. Kick back with some of Seattle's best iced coffee, vanilla or mocha, just $1.99 at Burger King. Well, Daddy, no press conference this week for the Huskers because they are not playing on Saturday. So no game on Saturday, and that means the next press conference will be next Monday. So we'll be real busy with Merck and Morris and Bo Pelini and all that's going on. But Tuesday does not lack in Husker talk.
No, and that's why we go to Omaha where Dirk Chatelain joins us to settle this whole quarterback controversy. He's got all the answers for us. Dirk, how are you this morning?
Pretty good. Are you guys saying they should change quarterbacks? Are you going drastic, or what's going on out there?
Well, Dirk, just to put it in perspective, we got some folks that I think it's crazy, but they think he should be out. Taylor just didn't look good, and then you bring in a Cody Green, or you bring in – we've got folks calling for Zach Lee. So let me ask you, what is wrong with Zach? We understand that he might be in the doghouse. What can you tell us?
Well, I don't think it has much to do with Zach. I mean, I think Martinez showed you the first few weeks why coaches picked him. And, you know, I'm sure youth has a little bit to do with what's going on. When a battle is close like that, you're going to take the young guy. But you know, I don't think I think it would be an overreaction to go back to Zach Lee at this point. I think Martinez did not play well on Saturday night, but potentially he still gives you way more than Zach Lee does potentially, and. I just don't think Zach is even in the picture right now.
Dirk, biggest disappointment for you on Saturday night, the quarterback play overall or the offensive line play?
I think the quarterback play. I mean, I'm going to write tomorrow about Martinez, sort of talking about his ability to throw the ball. And, you know, I think that's a new concern now. You know, the offensive line, that was also a disappointment. But, you know, they've proven that they can be pretty physical. I think I was surprised that they weren't able to just push South Dakota State around on Saturday. But, you know, I think long term, you know, Martinez is perhaps red flags when it comes to passing. You know, are potentially more troubling than what we saw from the offensive line on Saturday.
Dirk Chatelain from the Omaha World Herald is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little bit about the Huskers. In the big picture, what's it mean, Dirk? I mean, everybody in 1 week after the crushing of Washington was so high, heck, Nebraska gets a first-place vote from a coach who many believe might have been Steve Sarkisian. And then 6 days later, everybody's wanting to change – well, not everybody, but wondering what's the matter with this redshirt freshman. I know it lies somewhere in between. What do you think this Husker team has shown in the non-conference?
Well, here's what's disturbing. Washington was not good at all. And I think there's a good chance Washington wins 3 or 4 games total, especially in the Pac-10 that looks like a better conference than it did a couple weeks ago. Idaho is not very good, and their defense is especially not very good. And so there's a couple disturbing things there. The other two are you know basically 1AA opponents. But on the other hand, I don't think the coach has prepared Nebraska's players very well for Saturday, and I can't blame them a whole lot. I guess it's South Dakota State, but you just didn't get the sense that the players took it very seriously, and I don't think coaches took it very seriously either. There didn't seem to be a lot of in-game adjustments, especially offensively, and. I sort of joked about it last week that at the Tuesday press conference that I kind of joked that it didn't seem like Pelini had even seen South Dakota State play. And, you know, after watching Saturday, who knows? I mean, maybe there wasn't much study of South Dakota State at all last week. I don't think they will get caught flat-footed like that again, and especially with Big 12 teams coming up. So that's what's encouraging, but yeah, I think there's there was probably a little bit too much Kool-Aid drinking last week. The non-conference opponents that looked like really good wins, perhaps were not as good as we thought, and I think it's a little bit ominous to not be able to push around South Dakota State and just kind of do what you want to do.
And Daddy Dirk brings up a couple of good points there. I think we were 10, 12, at least 12 minutes into that press conference last Tuesday before the South Dakota State game was even brought up, and it was almost like there was snickering in the background when it was brought up. And Coach has been on Jim Rome quite a bit lately. He's been doing the national circuit, which is great because people want to hear that. I hope that does not affect, because he's still a young head coach.
And I think Dirk used ominous, which I believe is the first time on the Doug and Daddy show, too. So I'll write that word down and get it, find out what it means later. So I appreciate that, Dirk. Dirk, I guess
I was digging through my thesaurus this morning trying to give you something new. So.
Well, we appreciate that. That's why we do this show, to learn and try and help people out there learn. So, Dirk, I guess as you know, if one person's been critical of the offense and offensive play calling, it was you a year ago. The play calling on Saturday, I guess, to run, I wanted to see the ball just crush down their throat. Seemed to me they were running around the edges trying to get to the outside all the time. Your thoughts?
Well, South Dakota State had a pretty good scheme. I mean, they just basically said, we're going to take Martinez away, and you're going to have to beat us over the top. And Martinez, you know, he couldn't do it. And that's a little bit troubling, and I'm sure that's something that every defense from now until December will try to do, you know, is take away Martinez and the big plays on the zone read and make him beat you, you know, one-on-one coverage. Or make him, you know, dissect the zone and beat you downfield. So, you know, that's I don't know. I don't think Watson is tremendously at fault for what happened on Saturday. But it is going to be on him to sort of adjust as we go along to, you know, the kinds of defensive looks that Taylor sees, because he's going to see, you know, he's going to be challenged here in the next month. And Watson's going to have to help him by either simplifying things and giving him things that he can execute, or finding new ways to sort of hit the big play, because Nebraska's really relying on the big play, and that's not a bad thing. But they're going to have to be creative in finding ways to get their playmakers the ball and try to alleviate as much pressure from Martinez as possible.
Dirk Chatelain from the Omaha World Herald talking Huskers with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for another couple of minutes. We haven't really touched on the defense. They seem to have been very solid this year. A couple of times they were put in bad situations because of turnovers on the offensive side. Yet this Kyle Minnett does rush for over 100 yards on 28 carries, but still a little disturbing. I guess your thoughts on how the defense is doing so far?
Well, I wouldn't want to be 14 points behind Nebraska and have to try to catch up. I think that's pretty obvious, and that's clearly the strength of their defense. And Carl Pelini is almost offended when you talk to him about, you know, potential weaknesses with stopping the run. But I think it's absolutely a justifiable concern at this point to wonder if Nebraska can stop somebody who just lines up and runs it at them. And, you know, Kansas State is the obvious opponent who's going to try it. And, you know, Daniel Thomas is probably going to hurt Nebraska. I would be really surprised if he doesn't hurt Nebraska. So, you know, I think that's still something, you know, a question that, you know, needs to be answered by Nebraska's defense is how do they stack up against a power team that just runs it right at you? But, you know, that's when if you can get a lead and, you know, you can get out ahead by 10 or 14 points, it makes it really, really difficult to do that. And, you know, then you start kind of playing into Nebraska's hands and trying to beat their secondary, which is, the secondary is as good as there is in college football. So, it'll be really interesting to see what happens here down the road. If Nebraska falls behind in a couple games, you know, it's the defense is, I'm not sure it's tailored to, you know, to stop a team like Kansas State or South Dakota State. But if teams have to throw against them, Nebraska's going to look pretty good.
Dirk, as we head into the Big 12 schedule, if there is one real positive thing, I guess health-wise, Nebraska looks to be in pretty good shape right now, right?
Yeah, since preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their offensive line is, I still worry about the tackles a little bit, not in terms of health, but Thurls and DJ Jones. I just, I'm not completely sold that those guys can hold up, you know, throughout the course of the year. And I would feel a little bit better if, you know, if they had a little bit more depth at tackle, if Marcell Jones was a part of the picture. So, you know, that's a spot. I think linebacker is a spot that, to this point, you know, they haven't really needed depth at linebacker, but if they start seeing a little bit more inside run game, downhill run game, they're gonna need some linebackers. So the sooner Will Compton can get back, the better. So those are the two spots that I would kind of point to and say, you know, maybe there's not quite as much depth there as there needs to be.
Well, and of course, more playing time for Lance Terrell would, of course, please Central Nebraska. Dirk, before we let you get out of here, I'm looking at Lee Barfneck. Of course, your cohort ranks the Big 12 teams after every Monday conference call. Big 12 has not shined or shown, if you want to use that word, but I'm going to go with shined, in this non-conference season. It looks like it's down. Do you think it's down?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really down. I think it's as bad as it's been for, you know, I don't know, 5 years maybe, maybe more. And so this is sort of the perfect opportunity for Nebraska to, you know, to make a championship run if they want to, because I don't see a whole lot of roadblocks in their way. And if they can get by Texas, I mean, having Missouri at home helps. The game that I sort of would worry about a little bit is Okie State on the road, especially right after the Texas game. I think that's a potential trap. But you know, there's not a whole lot of obstacles on this course, so it's kind of set up for Nebraska.
Dirk, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll continue to debate Husker football until the kids get back on the field a week from Thursday, and maybe we'll see you down in Manhattan.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. From the Omaha World Herald, Dirk Chatlin with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He thinks Taylor Martinez, kind of what I said. I mean, if all the chips are even, you got to go with Taylor because he potential is more than the other two right now, especially Zach. Some concerns there at the tackle position, some concerns on the offensive line. What can Sean Watson continue to do to make this offense grow? And then something that you took exception with there at the end. I asked that question because I kind of agree with Dirk. I think the Big 12 has, right now, not proven anything. Do they have, outside of Oklahoma destroying Florida State, I'm trying to think, does the Big 12 have a signature win?
I guess Kansas State over UCLA would be a pretty good win.
That's a pretty good win. Yeah, okay. That's a good win. I mean, it is now. It wasn't then. It was a good win. Now maybe it's a great win. They beat him at home on the opening day of the season, but still, it's over a non-ranked team.
Yeah, you know, Dirk's saying that he thinks Washington wins 3 or 4 games total. You know, that's if things go well. You know, that's kind of a Debbie Downer for Husker fan out there.
Well, the Pac-10 might be better than the Big 12 this year. I mean, they've got teams that are improving. And I mean, if Oklahoma State wasn't shining right now, boy, Big 12 really not good. A&M coming back at home at 14 down to Florida. What's its name?
And well, Oklahoma over Florida State. You know, Oklahoma, Air Force, Cincinnati.
2-point win.
Yeah, you won.
Non-ranked.
You won.
I know their wins. I'm just saying that right now nobody's really scared of anybody in the Big 12, I don't think.
No, I would agree with that statement.
Kansas beat Georgia Tech. There's a signature win. They were ranked.
Okay, but then you go back the other way.
North Dakota State.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break when we come back. Stu Pospisil's around the corner. We've got a lot more, including Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. More of your emails to get to. We'll be right back.
If a man's home is his castle, his deck is surely where he holds court. A century ago, men took to their decks to grease wagon axles or skin supper. Just because you use it for sipping tea or cooking on your stainless steel grill, that doesn't mean you should protect it any less. Use the same line of defense your forefathers have for 130 years, Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils make it a pro's trusted stain partner. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
When men get together, they relax over a cocktail and discuss the latest news from sports to pop culture. Now ESPN and Jim Beam have teamed up to bring this to life with the next round served up by Jim Beam featuring Scoop Jackson and guests. Just as friends talk sports and news over a cocktail at the local hangout, Scoop and guests do the same. The next round served up by Jim Beam. Check it out on ESPN.com. Search Jim Beam. Jim Beam, the bourbon, says 1795. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2010, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures into the upper 70s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low of 50 with a light south wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, I wish Stu Pospisil was in Central Nebraska today because he could turn $2 into a million, which I know would help with the Twins. It would. All he would have to do is swing out to Prairie Hills Golf Course in Pleasanton. It's today through Friday, and each day starting at 8 a.m., you can take your shot. And the 20 golfers that are closest to the hole this week will qualify for Friday night's million-dollar shootout. That's $1 million at 6 p.m. Now, the golfer closest to the hole during the qualification wins a one-year membership valued at $1,000. Each shot costs you only $2. Every time you buy a shot, you get entered into a drawing for a free membership. But if you make that shot on Friday night, $1 million. It doesn't have to be pretty. Maybe you scald it. Maybe you slice it. Maybe you hook it. Maybe it spins forward. Maybe it hops off a sprinkler head. It doesn't matter. If it goes in, it's $1 million. And it's only this week at Prairie Hills Golf Course in Pleasanton. Head out there today. Look at how beautiful it is. Look at that. It is amazing. Clear blue sky. The flag is moving just a tad, 5 miles an hour.
Get to Prairie Hills.
Get to Prairie Hills. Even if it's lunch, even if it's lunch in Kearney, you're busy. I got the kids' soccer game tonight. I got flag football. I got practice. You got lunch. It's 15 minutes out. You take however many shots you want, 1, 2, 10. You grab a sandwich there. You head back. You don't miss any work time. And you're in for the million on Friday night at Prairie Hills. Call them for more details.
Stu Pospisil, the Omaha World Herald, waits for us now. Stu, how are you this morning? Have you ever got a hole-in-one?
Are you kidding? You know, actually, my lovely wife was in a hole-in-one final like that. And she kind of sculled it. It was about 165 yards uphill. But she gave a valiant effort. And first, you have to hit it close, and I didn't do that. So.
Doug, you a hole-in-one?
No. No eagles, but no holes in ones. Close, but none of them have slopped in yet, no.
I've got one.
Do you really?
Have you witnessed a hole-in-one?
No, I've witnessed one, and then other than my own, our friend Don Snyder had one. The first round of golf I ever played at the Kearney Country Club. I have one at Holdridge. I teed off on number 2, and I knocked it in the number 4 hole. That is my hole-in-one.
That's a great golf story.
Wait a minute.
That is a true story.
And for the folks that are not familiar with that, that would be about 60 yards directly left and maybe 20 yards forward.
Right.
Through trees.
Yes, a very, very difficult shot. Degree of difficulty was very high on that shot.
Greg Louganis would have got a 9.8.
Did you take your drop properly?
Yes, I believe Ted Schrock from over there picked it out of the hole and said, "Is this really? Did this really just happen?"
What, Daddy? One of the better hole-in-one stories I've ever heard. You know, Stu, people will take a vacation or take a day or two, 12, 16, 20 guys, and head somewhere. And you went to Omaha, right, Tony?
Yes.
And it was handicapped skins.
Yeah.
A net zero?
No. A guy had a hole-in-one, and Daddy birdied the same par three, but he got a pop, so the hole-in-one didn't get a skin.
And then to rub more salt in the wound, Daddy birdied back-to-back holes, and I got a skin. So as they hand me $155 or $158 or whatever it was for the skin, this guy has absolutely nothing, and he's buying all the booze.
Stuart,
my classic is that out at Firethorn, this is a Nebraska Women's Golf fundraiser. Guy was playing with his wife, and he almost knocked it in on 17 out there, which is par three over the water, and it's a shotgun start, so they're in the middle of the round. He's going, thank God, because 144 people, my bar bill would be huge. She knocks it in on 6.
No. So many things to say there. Stuart, before we get into the high school, you were out here yesterday covering the cross-country meet at the Kearney Country Club, where they will run state on next month. But you also wanted to check out the progress on the new Awari Dunes golf course that's being built just south of the interstate. Your thoughts. So what'd you see? What'd you find out?
Well, as I drove up and as I drove around the course with Kent Frudenberg, the attorney from Colorado that's the managing owner of the property, it reminds me a lot, I don't know if you guys have been down there, but Prairie Dunes outside of Hutchinson, Kansas, it just looks like a little bit of the sandhills has dropped in the land south of town, and I know there's other similar areas, but this is a good piece of ground. It's a good routing by Jim Ng. I think it's going to really add to golf in Nebraska and to golf, especially in central Nebraska. It's what it has over, say, Dismal or even Prairie Club or Sand Hills, is location. You're 5-7 minutes off the interstate on the busiest highway in the country. So, you know, it looks like it's going to be very playable, very fun to play, and I think if it turns out to be as good as what certainly they're hoping, they're thinking it's going to be top 50 in the country.
Stu, when you're around the golf circles in Omaha and Lincoln, do people know about the level of golf? I'm talking Gothenburg. I'm talking that's right around McCook. I'm talking Cambridge. This Western Bay Hills, go on and on with whatever course.
The Play of the West.
Do they know about those courses?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I think what's even better about these courses is you don't have to pay an arm and a leg, for the most part, to play at least the Publix. You know, Wild Horse, to me, is one of the best values in the country for what it has to offer. And just being able, you know, that Play the West package. And I heard that their numbers are off this year. And I'm not sure if it's just, you know, the economy in general, maybe guys and gals not playing as much. I'm thinking that might be even more so than just the money aspect. It's just trying to get away. You know, obviously, yours truly with twin boys doesn't have nearly as much time. And I just think that, you know, as life goes on, we're, you know, taking it to retirement, you just don't have as much time as you think you used to have.
Unless your name is Danny May. Stu Pospisil joins us here. I think the next 2 weekends we may see a good influx of Play the West, because no Husker football and good weather, at least for this weekend. You see those charter buses come out, or you see those motorhomes full of guys, and I know they always have fun if the weather is good. And last golf question, Stu. I have heard nothing but good things about Valentine, and that includes from you. Pop the public here. Let them know how great it is.
Well, talk about values and timing. Prairie Club right now has a special to the end of the year. 2 days of golf, one night of lodging for under $300 per person. And I'll tell you, because it's going to get tougher to play out there. There's a Graham Marsh course. He did Sutton Bay, which is ultra private up in
South Dakota.
South Dakota. And then he's done this one. And Tom Lehman, who just won the Senior PGA Championship, I think British Open champion, he did the Sandhills Like Dunes course for a 36-hole complex. There's nothing comparable, and I am still just champing at the bit to see how the third course that should be starting construction about right now turns out. It's called Old School, and it's the land I first saw out there some 5 years ago, land that Keith Trimble of Valentine owned and held on until he made sure this project was a go. That's the best land of all three. So it's an abandoned dunes, Whistling Straits type of golf resort, and who would have ever thought that in Nebraska?
Just make sure you don't ground your club in one of the many waste bunkers. Adam in Holdridge has something for you, Daddy, from Holdridge. He says, talking about your hole-in-one, I have to say that story about Daddy is impressive. 40 yards forward, 40 left through two large trees. He goes, I saw a young man hit a hole-in-one on the 11 green from the 10 tee. That's about 5 yards forward and 70 straight right. That was a Caddyshack. That was a Caddyshack 2-esque slice, Adam in Holdridge. Stu, let's talk a little football. We're unbelievably halfway through the season for just about every team in the state of Nebraska. A has somewhat held serve, although there have been some 4-1s are atop your leaderboard there in Class A. B has held pretty strong. In fact, I think all the classes at the top have held pretty strong. What through the first half has stuck out to you, any class?
Well, I don't see a lot of teams improving, which is kind of sad to say. You know, you look at Class A, and I think you've got an upper echelon that might just be Millard North and Millard South. Southeast is a nice team. I'm just not sure against one of those two, Millard North or Millard South, that they could stay with them. And, you go on down below, you get past about Burke or maybe Westside, and Westside lost 37-0 to Millard South to start the year. They're average teams. I talked to a retired coach of a Class A team last night, and he volunteered that the teams he's seen are below average. And this was a veteran coach. So, I think maybe my impressions aren't that far off. And B, I think you've got Crete and Aurora just kind of waiting for that semifinal out west, which is too bad that it can't be a Memorial Stadium, but those things happen. And I'm just not sure who's going to come up in the east to meet them. And it's conceivable Pius the 10th of Lincoln could be in the west also. And that would be the logical one perhaps right now to come in out of the east, since they're the last undefeated team in the eastern part.
Stu, is there a team that totally off the radar you didn't see this happening going up or going down one way or another?
I think we kind of, nailed a lot of them. Gordon Rector, I thought, was going to, they just started like a ball of fire, and then Ogallala humbled them last week in Class C1. Ashland Greenwood just smoked Wahoo Newman last week, and I'm hearing rumblings that maybe Newman didn't have all its players, but still, you have on Friday night, and they got beat 41-0.
Nine starters out, Stu.
Nine out?
Nine starters, 12 kids for extracurricular activities.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But once again, that's the punishment you have to pay. Don't do these things in season or out of season if you don't want to be a foul of the law. How's that for a term?
I thought maybe you're going back to the old alma mater in Bertrand, Stu. 1-win team a year ago, undefeated this year.
This is true, and they've got the big one with the rival and potential partner down the road in Loomis on Friday night.
Yes, they do.
So that, how many more years are we going to see that be a rivalry and not lining up on the same side? Do you have any indication on that, Tony, if they're closer to a merger?
Both got new facilities. I don't think they're any closer to anything there.
Nice buses, too.
No, okay. But they're, with the school finances the way they are, yeah. You're going to see mergers that maybe you weren't going to see come very quick.
Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we run out of time, you were out here yesterday taking part in the UNK high school cross-country meet, which actually has more teams than the state meet. Because they had, some of them had 22 teams competing, and of course you have 12 or 15 when you come to state. There's a nice story today about the young lady from Scott's Bluff that set just a blistering time yesterday. Stu, it's definitely a sport that doesn't get a lot of play until the state meet here in Kearney. Besides the young lady from Scott's Bluff, we had some kids that did very well, a lot of first and seconds from around here. Anything that sticks out that folks should know? Is there a good story in cross country?
Oh, I think in Class A, Fremont's boys, Millard West had one of its all-time teams last year, and a lot of those kids graduated, so I think it's Fremont's an A. Papio South is trying to win the girls' title to be the first in school history on the girls' side to win a state title, but they'll have competition. Softball could win the week before, and if cross country doesn't get it done, volleyball probably will with that loaded powerhouse that's number four in the country. But I think you've got some, Dylan Echol out from Gibbon going for his repeat. I think Kearney's boys, are an outside shot to knock off Fremont. They'd have to run awfully well. You know, new coach and Luke Geringer on the boys' side. And I would say it'd be a mild upset if the Bearcats won at home this year.
Well, Stu, we will definitely get you back on the program, talk more football here in the near future, but we'll let you get back to work there at home and talk to you again soon. Always appreciate the time.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Sorry I didn't see either one of you out there yesterday.
You got to look in the trees and near the bunkers to find me on a golf course.
I was there.
Stu, take care, buddy.
You too. See you down the road.
Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and some great performances. And you can check out his article online at omaha.com under the high school section. Did want to run down the results before we go to our break here and come back with Troutman's Tuesday trivia and a few other things. Let's take a look at how things did break down yesterday. Class A girls, Papillion-La Vista South won it. Kearney was fourth. Kearney had Jordan Dahlke finish in fifth individually. For the boys, Fremont won it. Kearney was second. They were far and away from Papillion-La Vista, who was third. Kearney's Nolan Zimmer was the runner-up. Class B girls, Seward wins it. Holdridge was third. And the top finisher was Holdridge's Gabby Gracia, who finished in third place. On the boys' side, Lincoln Pius the 10th won it. Lexington was third. Franklin Ibarra, who is medal at state, finished as the runner-up. Class C girls, Fort Calhoun won it. Adams Central finished in fifth place. And if you look kind of for the top finisher, I guess that would be Cozad freshman Sidney Christner was 10th. Class C boys, Ogallala wins it. Gothenburg was the runner-up. Broken Bow finished in fifth. Brett Dockweiler of Gothenburg finished third overall. The D girls, that was area teams from top to bottom. Bertrand Loomis.
Yeah!
Followed by Hastings St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, and Franklin. And Chanel Farmer, the sophomore out of Hastings St. Cecilia, was the winner. Vanessa Resch of Shelton was the runner-up. Kenzie Copps of Bertrand, or was fourth, excuse me. Kenzie Copps of Bertrand Loomis finished in fifth. And in the D-Boys, Nebraska Christian won it. Hastings St. Cecilia was fourth. Dylan Echol of Gibbon was the winner. Jordan Patseba of Hastings St. Cecilia was the runner-up. More coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1-5. That's 338-1348 or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. you're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
When you save 10% on the stuff that you bought, that's at Builders.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, here to announce our all-new Senior Citizens Day every Tuesday at Builders in Kearney. If you're 65 or over, you qualify for a 10% discount on any in-stock items at Builders. That's every Tuesday, where seniors save 10% at Builders in Kearney. See store for details.
Builders does it best.
Sunshine develops across the area today with high temperatures into the upper 70s. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Skies will then stay clear tonight with a low of 50 with a light south wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
You said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Sun Heat poll question last week. Nebraska received a first place vote in the coaches' poll. Is it deserved? 61% said no, it's way too early for that. 22% said yes, Nebraska is the best team in the country. 17% said no. What was this person thinking? This week's poll question, now that the non-conference section of the season is over, who do you believe is the best team in the Big 12? Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, other, Daddy.
Oklahoma.
Okay. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote today. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote today. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Get your truck or your car or whatever has a little ding in it fixed up before winter and cold sets in. When it's no fun, get it taken care of at the Dent Popper. Daddy.
Hey, Lisa in Hastings chimes in and says, really hate to do this, but I can't stay silent anymore. Zach Lee had all of last year to demonstrate his lack of efficiency at quarterback for Nebraska. Taylor Martinez had one bad game, or at least not as good as the first three, and people are ready to cast him aside. Are you kidding me? People need to stop being so short-sighted and think about who is getting it done. Martinez had a bad game, and so did the rest of the offense. They still won the game, albeit not as handily as people think they should have. Let's be glad they had their bad game against these guys and still found a way to win. This is as bad as all of those years when people were trying to get Osborne replaced just because he didn't win every game. If they'd gotten their way, we wouldn't have had a coach for those three national championship games in the 90s. He would have been winning with somebody else. People need to see the big picture and stop being so reactionary. Thank you for letting me vent. Lisa, we'd love to have you vent. Thank you so much for the email here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
This is from Adam, who says, to all you people asking for someone other than Taylor to start, answer me this. Do you think you're smarter in football-related topics than Bo Pelini? He's infallible. Obviously not, but I bet he's right a hell of a lot more times than you people are. If you want to call someone out, call out Niles Paul. If he hadn't fumbled twice on one play Saturday, I wouldn't have even known he was on the roster. This was supposed to be the year where he cemented his legacy as one of the greats, if you believe the fall camp hype. All I remember for now is him having the hugest fumble-to-touch ratio of any player I've ever seen. Well, so the quarterback's great, and Niles Paul sucks. All right, there you go. Good Lord. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now, 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. All you have to do is get the trivia question right today. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you'll get a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meat. Oh, well, you put a little bacon on those last tomatoes. Yummy today. Yummy. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dan.
Dan, Major League Baseball. This is the trivia question today. We're talking about all the teams getting into the playoffs. Which Major League Baseball team heading into today has the fewest amount of wins?
The fewest?
The fewest. The least. The least
Houston,
amount of wins.
The Houston Astros.
Incorrect. 74 wins. Try back, Dan. 888-455-3776. They were
getting
bad early.
Into the playoffs, right?
No. Who has the least amount of wins in baseball?
Okay.
Let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Joe from Kearney.
Joe, who has the most wins in baseball this morning?
Tampa Bay.
Oh, incorrect. Try back. Aha! 888-455-ESPN. I always like to get five or six callers in. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Wade.
Wade, who has the least amount of wins in all of Major League Baseball this morning?
Kansas City Royals.
No, amazingly enough, they actually have 9 more than the worst team in baseball. Keep trying. 888-455-3776, and they beat Minnesota last night. Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, who has the most wins in Major League Baseball this morning?
Let's go with the Yankees.
That is also incorrect.
Well, they've been bad lately.
But thanks for calling. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? Nobody. 888-455-3776. It is Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, wrapping up the Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
This is Luke from Kearney.
Luke, who has the least amount of wins in Major League Baseball right now?
The Giants.
No.
No. No, no, no. No. No.
Least or most?
Oh, you're wrong on both accounts, so nice try. Bye-bye. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. It must have been windy where he was. He didn't understand the question. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Aaron Carney.
Aaron, let's see. You know, I've asked that question a lot. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to do it one more time. Who has the most wins in baseball this morning?
Philadelphia Phillies.
That is correct. One more than Tampa Bay and the Yankees. And, Daddy, the worst team, the least amount of wins is?
Pittsburgh Pirates was my guess.
With 55. That is correct.
Hey, Aaron, my next question is going to be, the Ryder Cup starts this weekend. What is the par for the course they're going to be playing on?
70.
This is incorrect. It's 71.
Yeah.
But hey, you still got a $25 gift card. You answered the one you needed to.
Hang on the phone line. Merritt will get you set up. $25 to Troutman's, and appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling. Hang on. Let's wrap things up with a couple of topics here before we get on out of here and tell you that tomorrow on the show we're full. Athletic Director John McBride will join us. It's official. UNK has joined the MIAA, and we'll talk with John about that. Wednesday means Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, to preview the upcoming high school football games for the week. And your cousin's on tomorrow.
Yeah, Charles Davis, NFL Network, set to join us. He's in L.A. this morning, heading to Atlanta. We're going to catch him in the meantime, so looking forward to that. Folks, if you've got a question for any one of our guests coming up that you want us to pass along, we would be more than happy to do that. Just shoot us a quick email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We will ask them live on the air. And, hey, we want you to be a bigger part of the show as we can let you be without taking it overboard and being dumb about it.
Tickets for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship game at Cowboy Stadium will go on sale Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Tickets for the contest can be purchased through all Ticketmaster outlets, Ticketmaster.com, phone number 800-745-3000. 800-745-3000. I'm guessing you can go to the Big 12 website for more information, although you cannot order them through that. Tickets range anywhere from $50 to $120. And for suite information, you can contact the Cowboy Stadium suite department.
Well,
there you go.
All righty then.
Each participating university will get 10,000 tickets, which will become available when they qualify for that championship. The North Division champ is the home team this year, Daddy.
Well, feel good about that.
Open Mat has released its preseason rankings, and Nebraska's wrestling team is 16th overall. Oklahoma State is second, Oklahoma 9th, Missouri is 10th. Minnesota and Wisconsin, future Big Ten opponents, are both in the top 10. Nebraska will open its season at the Buckeye Duels in Columbus, Ohio, November the 21st. Then come home to take on Bucknell and our favorite university, South Dakota State, in a double duel on November the 27th. Other sports to tell you about: high school volleyball going on tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Top-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic at third-ranked Kearney Catholic, set to get underway at 7 o'clock. Central Catholic is ranked fourth all-class in the Omaha World Herald, and they are ranked in PrepVolleyball.com's national rankings 44th in the country. Papillion-La Vista South is fourth in the country. Lenexa, Kansas is number one. Let's get them together! Let's go, people! I know we're just too busy in Grand Island, but Heartland Event Center, Viero Event Center, there it is. Meet them up. Where's Lenexa at?
I don't know. I had to research.
Is it like by Kansas City? I've heard of Lenexa.
I've heard of Lenexa, too. But
get it together. Play it.
Must be a big,
let's do
it. Bigger town.
So there you go. Ranked in the nation's top 100, though, GICC. Also, action tonight, the Hastings-St. Cecilia volleyball invite gets underway. That's among a few of the things that is going on. Hastings College volleyball team is at home tonight, or excuse me, on the road tonight. They are playing at Midland. And then tomorrow, Hastings at UNK for a volleyball action. And 7:30 tonight in Fremont, 7 o'clock at the Health and Sports Center tomorrow for Hastings and UNK. UNK holds on to number 10 in the country in the Division II volleyball rankings. Nebraska's up a spot to number 3. They play at Oklahoma.
Penn State lost.
Yeah, again, they've got two losses. So there you have it. One last phone call, 888-455-3776.
We just got the word that Lenexa is Kansas City.
Okay. Well, then they probably would stay on the east side.
So. Fair enough.
There you go. Daddy, one more here. The old Greyhound, Brian from Hildreth, says, I've seen that our Sports Central, that indoor football is coming back to Central Nebraska. Several team sites have said that there is a new team coming to Grand Island. Is it to play in the IFL, the league that the Omaha Beef are in? One comment was that the owner has lots of money. There you go.
Cool.
I
love to have a backup.
I mean, I've heard the rumors, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, Brian,
hear from Brian.
We'll pass some more along too. We'll pass that information along to you as soon as we find out something.
We want to thank Stu Pospisil for talking golf, football, and cross country, and Dirk Chatlin from the Omaha World Herald as well, talking Husker football. Tomorrow on the show, UNK Athletic Director John McBride. Charles Davis joins us from the NFL Network to talk football, and so does Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report.
Hey, we'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550. In Hastings.
Stop, Bears!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!